Well, Richmond's adopted the Red Box Project as part of our response to our promise to meet the needs of our young girls and women in period poverty, which was set out in our 2018 election manifesto. The government's promised that it will provide sanitary products to schools from January 2020, but the specifics of the government's scheme are still to be confirmed. So the purpose of the Red Box Project is to secure a comprehensive, meaningful provision that enables every child to access the period products they need without any loss of their time at school. We can't really estimate how many girls in Richmond are in period poverty because schools can only do their best to identify girls in need by enabling them to access what they need at school as privately as possible. Although Richmond is seen as one of London's most affluent boroughs, we only need to count the number of food banks in the borough to know the level of hidden poverty for many of our families. I know that there are campaigners to lobby the government to make sanitary products free for all women. Now, this isn't something we've discussed in Richmond, but I'm sure we'll consider it as the campaign increases in momentum. I'm not sure how it would work because women will want to make different choices of products, and if it's a free-for-all system, then I'm sure that that would be for the basic ranges of products available. I guess that there is still a stigma attached to talking about periods, but it's still something which can be a major hurdle for girls and young women to cope with, and it can affect their freedom to participate in lots of things, at sport and in their own personal lives. People can help or they can donate by looking out for the red boxes, which are increasingly found in many public areas. Now we've got one in Richmond Civic Centre, and that will take your product donations. These products will then be made available to schools which are participating in the scheme.